JM and the AM on a Tuesday morning broadcast. Well, we are we're always curious how the war in Israel is going to affect some of the things that we're used to, either during the summer, during the year, etc. In this case, we're talking about summer. One of the things that I think the Jewish community in general here in the United States is very curious about is what NCSY is going to be doing this summer. They have had challenges in past summers that have led them to do different things. When normally, remember, 90% or somewhere around 90% of their programs take place in Israel. And the question is, what's going to be happening for the summer of 2024? With us live via telephone is the man who directs NCSY Summer, and that is David Cutler. David, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, doing well. And I guess this is the time of year, January, February, this is the time of year to really sit down with your staff and your lay leaders and plot out a plan for the summer of 2024. Have you already plotted out a plan for the summer of 2024?
Well, that's exactly correct. But you know how we plan, and sometimes God has other plans. So we're let's just say Yeshiva break just ended, and we are now kind of recalibrating and seeing exactly where we're holding. As you said, situation in Israel has us definitely rethinking things a little bit, but we are going to Israel this summer, God willing. And we're basically, you know, there are lots of missions there going on right now, as you well know. And also Birthright is running again. So we're confident that we're going to be in Israel this summer, Bezrat Hashem. But we are recalibrating all of our itineraries so that every one of our programs is going to be significantly rebuilding and giving back to Israel this summer. So it's going to just imagine bringing a giant army of volunteers to Israel this summer to make a real difference. And that's what our plan is.
David Cutler's here with us live via telephone. I mean, in past years, it's no secret, in past years when there's been challenging situations in Israel, you as an organization, NCSY Summer, have made decisions that did not include Israel, either to, you know, bring the bulk of the programs to the United States and other parts of the world, to postpone the Israel piece for, you know, for a year. Why this decision? Obviously, it's not a complaint. I'm fully in favor of it. But why this decision? Why do you think now, because of the 2024 situation, there's a gung-ho attitude to get these kids and their staff members, their counselors, their advisors to Israel?
Well, I think there are really two reasons. Number one, Israel is really our sweet spot. Israel, we pride ourselves on our diversity, on the different types of programs, different types of kids from all backgrounds, from all over the world. And Israel, Eretz Yisrael, as you know, is the one place that everybody just feels at home. Everybody can relate to their Judaism. And we that's why, like you said, 90% or a little more of our programs go to Israel or through Israel at some point. And we feel very strongly that that's our sweet spot and that's where we want to end up. And number two, Israel really, as you well know also, Israel really needs our support right now. I can't tell you how many dozens of people that I speak to just all the time now that really Israel loves and needs our support, and even whether you're working with Chayalim, whether you're working with organizations, kids, misplaced families, whatever it might be, Israel needs our support, needs our hug, needs our love. And like I said, for us to bring 1,000 to 1,500 people this summer to Israel to give back and rebuild in all different types of ways, and to learn there in Eretz Yisrael, and to spend money in Eretz Yisrael, and to hopefully have a Yom HaNetzach in Eretz Yisrael, that'll be very meaningful. So as you know, our tagline is best summer ever. And we believe that this summer is going to be our most meaningful summer ever. And that's why we're, again, encouraging everyone to come with us, to enjoy, but it'll also be very, very meaningful at the same time.
I assume it's the regular website, summer.ncsy.org. Have you gotten parental reaction? Because parents, I think, if I remember correctly, back in 2014 and other summers where there have been challenging situations, had a lot to say about safety concerns regarding their children traveling to Israel. Have you heard from a significant number of parents to this point?
We have. So again, most parents, Baruch Hashem, trust and believe in us. And obviously, we're putting our faith in our partners and those who keep us safe in Israel, and of course, Hashem himself. But we have parents generally, you know us and trust us and have expressed their faith and want their kids to have this experience. There definitely is a lag, if you will. We're getting more and more applications right now as things, quote unquote, quiet down a little bit. So we definitely are getting more applications. Normally at this time, you know, I'd say our applications are already kind of slowing up, whereas our applications now are really kind of heating up. In addition, we have two very distinct populations, our Yeshiva Day School population and our public school population. So the Yeshiva Day School programs are very strong. A couple of them are really close to sold out. Some of them are lagging a little bit behind, but overall very strong. The public school population, you know, they don't yet always see the value necessarily in coming to Eretz Yisrael for the summer. So then we're still kind of working on, and a lot of them are still waiting to see how things shake out a little bit in Eretz Yisrael and see how things quiet down. But like I said, you know, we're God willing, when you bring 1,500 people or so to Israel, you make a really big difference there this summer, and that's what we're looking forward to.
So there could be a public school TJJ piece to this summer? It could happen?
So there will be. In other words, we're disappointed, unfortunately, that it's not going to be a lot bigger, and we do have domestic alternatives for our TJJ program. But we do believe that we'll bring 100 to 200 public school kids this summer to Israel, give or take, depending on, again, how things shake out over the next few weeks.
Well, just the fact that you're...
We have kids signed up.
Just the fact that the program exists at all, I think, is a major victory. I mean, kudos to you. This whole piece, this whole conversation is one big, massive piece of great news as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you deserve all the credit in the world, and I'm sure there are plenty of people in our community, especially those who are in leadership positions in the community, who completely agree. And if you're confident about the security situation, which, you know, is always a challenge. It's not only a challenge now during a war. It's a challenge every summer. And if you're as confident as ever about that, and, of course, in the programming, then, like I said, I believe this is amazing news. Now, we're very familiar with some of your programs because we feature them over the years, whether it be Kollel, Michlelet, what's the program we... that you started recently where internship, right? An intern program, et cetera.
The next step internship.
Are all those going to operate with their regular programming in addition to the volunteer work that you're building into the program?
Yes. So as of now, they really are. And what we're doing is we're basically building in the volunteering to these programs. So a program like NCSY Kollel, or Michlelet, or Gib. Well, Gib is a volunteer program to begin with. They volunteer the entire summer.
That's a natural.
But all of our programs have a component, usually, of volunteering. So this summer, we're really going to just increase that level of volunteering and get back. And again, even in the internship program, which will happen, God willing, it'll be a smaller program of one bus instead of three, most likely. But we have internships that we have set up in Yerushalayim. And they will have the chance also to give back in a more meaningful type way and do different activities this summer than they ever have.
Can I assume when dealing with the 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, you're having no problem in terms of finding staff for this summer?
Yeah. fortunately and unfortunately, we have a ton of applicants, Baruch Hashem.
I had a feeling.
I happen to think for this summer, unfortunately, we have too many.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a good problem to have, as you well know, but it's also, you feel bad saying no to certain people, but we have, Baruch Hashem, our programs are very meaningful. People, we really pride ourselves on running a program both for the kids and for the staff.
Well,
staff get a tremendous amount out of our program.
Yeah, well, my point is that once kids in our community, both men and women who are still young people, 18 to 21, let's use that as an example, in our community, once they make decisions independently, again, not a criticism of parents out there at all. Parents certainly should do what's best for their teenage children. But once they start to make decisions independently, it seems they gravitate more and more to Israel, even during times like this. And I think that's, and as you said, it's a good problem to have. I think it's an amazing problem to have, frankly. So many young men and women in our community who just want to get to Israel as soon as possible. I know when I've been to Israel over the last couple of months, I can't stand leaving. And I know that there are so many kids, and again, when I say kids, I'm talking about that older group. There's so many kids in our community that are so desperate to be there. They just want to be there and work there and volunteer there and, you know, and see the people there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, people of all ages are just so hungry to go back and to give back. And on a regular, normal summer, quote unquote, even though I'm not sure what that is these days, you know, people are so hungry to go and so interested. They just love being in our homeland. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And so this summer, especially when you have an opportunity to give back to so many different types of people who need it, people literally are lining up around the block, you know, literally lining up around the block to come with us and to volunteer. And most of, again, most of our staff, two things, most of our staff are volunteers, which is incredible. And number two, a large majority of them were on our programs as a kid. And so a kid who was on as on Give or Kollel or Mechlel or Jolt as a 10th grader, they're now the ones who are staffing our programs, which is very, very cool. So to see that, to see them coming back and giving back, and to see how these kids have, where they were at age 16 and where they are now at 19, 20 is and we put them, help put them on their trajectory. To come back with us this summer, and most, again, most of our programs are staffed by people who went with us after their 10th grade summer. It's very fulfilling, Baruch Hashem.
Was it November or December where you said to yourself, are we ever going to have a normal summer again?
No, it was pretty much October 8th, I think, or October 7th, where we said, you know, this is the third time in five summers that we're questioning what our summer is going to look like in Israel.
And that was because of two COVID summers?
Yeah, one COVID summer we canceled, and one COVID summer, 2021, we just weren't sure until the last minute if we were getting in or not. That was the summer we had to get all those permits, and that was
a
blessed experience.
Trust me, I remember that day at JFK Airport. Trust me. You and your staff were extremely helpful. Well, look, this is great news. This is great news. And I feel wonderful for you, and I feel wonderful for all your campers, teens, I should say, staff members, etc. The fact that NCSY is going to Israel and in such a robust manner with such a large percentage of the programs and the kids for this summer is fantastic. The fact that there's a public school component is fantastic. By the way, this would not be a Siegel-Cutler conversation in January if we wouldn't be announcing or discussing a brand new program. What's with the program entitled Derech?
Yeah, so it's I'm glad you brought that up, Baruch Hashem. We pride ourselves on addressing the community's needs. And we have programs, like I said, for kids from different backgrounds. Some like co-ed, some like single gender, some like chesed, some like learning, some like sports. So we have a program this summer that we're introducing called Derech, which is a program for boys that travels the country. So we have a wonderful program known as NCSY Kollel, which is just awesome. It gets close to 300 boys that are based in Beit Meir and learn and travel the country. This is a program for very similar type boys, but who really want to see the country more. So it's good boys who really want to come to Eretz Yisrael, want to give back, are not afraid of doing some learning and some chesed, which is certainly part of this component, a part of this trip, but they really, really want to see the country. So they will spend more of their time traveling. It's a new program again called Derech, run by Rav Yoni Mandelstam, who's a Rebbe at TABC here in New Jersey. And the registration actually, Baruch Hashem, I have to say, for a new program, while the war is going on, the program has a great registration. And it's going to be, again, very, very exciting for us to run that program in its first year this summer.
Well, you always find great directors, and that's obviously one of the reasons that you get such a strong early registration, frankly.
Thank God. Listen, people ask me what the secret sauce is. It's absolutely our staff.
Yeah.
The people who run our programs are wonderful, relatable educators who love and just want to educate and want to inspire kids to connect to their Yiddish kids, to connect to their Jewish heritage. Again, no matter what your background is, we have staff that can relate to everyone because they were there themselves, like I said, a few years ago. And thank God, the staff that we have, they literally are the reason for our success.
What year was your first year as director of NCSY Summer?
So I just hit my 19th year anniversary. So the first summer that I officially started, I started for a year before sort of doing like some accounting work. So really summer 2016
'cause,
was my official first summer.
You mean 06?
2006, correct.
Because I would assume, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, I would assume that 20 years ago, the pool of, you know, potential really high quality directors on both the men and women's side was just not nearly as large as now. Like now you could start a new program and do so, you know, in the middle of the school year. And there are people out there. There's a much larger pool of people who are, you know, at that level where they're able to actually run a program like the one you described. Am I right that the pool of talent is just simply so much larger now?
Oh, it's tremendous. It is. Again, we're stretching it, and we've actually tested that theory over the last couple of years, and perhaps, you know, we've grown so much that sometimes we've had an issue in the past a little bit, but there are, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of programs going now, and there are a lot of programs that go to different places, and the culture in today's day and age is that in high school, especially after the 10th grade summer, people go to Israel, people go to Europe, the kids go these days. It used to be when I first started, we had 300-400 kids.
Right.
And it was so much more of a luxury and so much more that it was so much not a thing like it is today. Today, it's a rite of passage almost, and every kid gets to go on basically one of these expensive high school summer programs. But parents really just love it. The kids are getting so much. When you go with us, you're just getting such a wonderful, immersive, just incredible, impactful experience for 4 to 6 weeks in Israel or in Baltimore or on the West Coast. No matter where you go with us, with our wonderful staff, you walk away a changed person. And that's what we hear from the parents. You literally changed my kid's life. And like I said, we started with 300-400 kids in my first year. Now we're closer to three. Last year we're closer to 3,000. This summer we'll be down a little bit. We'll be, you know, 2,000 and change. But again, 2,000 kids coming with us for 4 to 6 weeks is an incredible thing.
Yeah, well, look, as a father of a group of kids that have enjoyed, you know, three and some might argue four, because it was a program that eventually ended up under your tutelage, but certainly three NCSY summer programs, I can tell you that we are certainly indebted to you for an incredible summer that each one of them had. And yeah, a tremendous growth experience and something that Baruch Hashem we were able to do. I know it's not the easiest thing for parents to do. Oftentimes other family members pitch in and help out, and that's wonderful because they see the value in it, and the value is tremendous. David, I'll tell you, I was a little bit surprised, and not that I don't have tremendous faith in you, I do, but when you first contacted me about this conversation, I really thought that there would be alternate plans being made so that the groups would stay in the United States, maybe travel to other parts of the world, etc. And if you remember, not a criticism at all, even though I still think that, you know, people like myself, you know, needed to voice certain frustrations, but we weren't the ones making the decision that had all the information in front of us. But 10 years ago, I know that there was, you know, a great conversation in your offices, including with lay leaders and board members, etc., with serious concerns about going ahead. And we know that there was an entire adjustment made during that summer. If I'm remembering the right one correctly, it may have been a different summer that I'm thinking of.
Correct. 2014.
Yeah. And this one, it seems, and again, the news is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. And it seems like, I assume, the same type of people, right? The same type of groups, lay leaders, board members, those that you work with, et cetera, I assume also got together, were given all the information, et cetera, and came to this conclusion. So I don't know what the difference is. You can, you know, shed light on it for us if you wish, but I think we have to be thankful. I think it was a responsible decision then. I think it's a responsible decision now, and Baruch Hashem, this is the decision now.
Yeah, it's very, look, it is a very big decision, and we give credit, Baruch Hashem, to Hashem, to our parent company, the Orthodox Union, and to the leaders of, you know, Rabbi Greenland and NCSY. We're very committed to what we do, and we have a lot of faith, and we know that we have a good product, and we really are, like I said, changing these kids' lives, and Eretz Yisrael is where we want to be. It really is our sweet spot, and we double down on that as much as possible. So we have a couple alternatives planned just in case. We do. But it's just not the same for us to not be in Eretz Yisrael, to not be in Israel for Tisha B'Av. You know, you've experienced it. Not the same. I love my house here in Woodmere. It's phenomenal to be in Woodmere. But when I spent that Shabbos, that COVID summer here in Woodmere, in Tisha B'Av here in Woodmere, like, needless to say, was not anywhere near the same. And so the decision is, as long as God willing, we can be safe. Again, can I tell you right now exactly where we can and cannot go? I cannot. Can I tell you that we're confident that we have wonderful partners, tour providers, and security consultants who take care of us and make sure that we have a robust, meaningful itinerary in a safe way? I can. And I'm confident, Bezrat Hashem, that will work out. And people who believe in us and trust in us know that, you know, as the summer gets closer, we'll have the information that we need to give over. We're just excited about the fact that we get to give back in this kind of way. But kudos, like you said, to the people that do make the decisions above my head. because it is a big deal.
Again, because of, you know, past experience, I didn't think it was going to go this way. And I know I'm holding you, and I don't know how much time you have, but just give me another minute. We announced earlier this morning that two more yeshiva high schools yesterday contacted me that they're going to be heading to Israel at some point in the next couple of weeks, some of them with 35, 40 students each. Some of them with 35, 40 students, I should say, and which is amazing. And I hope that they realize that the people in Israel, at least those that are familiar with the trips, those who are familiar with, you know, on the other end, you know, have such incredible feelings of gratitude for people who go to Israel. I mean, you are dealing with tour companies, bus companies, property, I assume renters and owners that, you know, that turned out to be campuses for you guys in Israel. I mean, already if they're getting this type of messaging from you, it must be a phenomenal reaction that they're giving you to this news. Do you feel that this is already making a difference, just the fact that they know you're coming?
Yeah, again, even our tour provider, who's Yad Yisrael, they're one of the ones now that are actually doing most of the tours and the missions that are going right now. They're actually doing, and so I'm in touch with them literally every day, and they've had to turn down. The volume is so high right now that they can't take all the requests for all the missions that they want to do.
Wow!
Which is, when you think about that, that's incredible. Wow. They literally have dozens and dozens of missions that are dozens of people that have contacted them. And there's such high volume that they can't say yes to everyone. There's just not enough. You know, they have their own people that are also serving, but there's just not enough. And there's so many hotels and so many different properties that also are housing families now that have been relocated. But it's a beautiful thing, and everyone's feeling the love and the support that people, whether you're picking vegetables or again building communities, or there's so many different opportunities, or spending time with Chayalim.
Yep.
But everyone's feeling that, and again, there are a lot of question marks. I'm not going to lie to you. We don't know exactly where we're going and where.
Yep.
We've had our flights for over a year, so we put our reservations. We only, Baruch Hashem, we happen to only use Al Al in general. So we thank the Lord that we are set with that. We have our flights, so we're good with that. So we're, you know, again, we're waiting to see how things shake out in terms of where we're going to be allowed to go. But the tour providers, the hotels, the different facilities that we use, whether it's Or Yerushalayim or Mount Shapiro or Reshit or different places that we stay over the summer, are thrilled to be having us. And it's very fulfilling to be able to give back in that way. Also, we spend, when you bring 1500 people to Israel, you're spending a lot of money and giving them a lot of, you know, support as well in that way. And they're thrilled for it. Thank God.
Amazing. All right, everybody out there, it's there's an email address, summer@ncsy.org, summer@ncsy.org. If you are a student, a teen, if you are a parent, if you are a grandparent, and you think an NCSY summer program would be right for you or for your child or your grandchild, look into this and look into it now. Some wide open opportunities with the situation at hand. And of course, with this announcement that NCSY is heading to Israel, a golden opportunity to spend a very, very meaningful summer in the Holy Land. The website is summer.ncsy.org. Again, summer.ncsy.org. We can't recommend this enough. And I'm still so thrilled that this was the announcement today. I was not sure what David was going to announce, that this has been the core of the announcement, that NCSY Summer is heading to Israel. I say kudos to everybody involved with the OU and NCSY. This is an amazing decision, a responsible one, and one that will, in fact, enhance and inspire lives of our teenage children in our greater and wider community. David Cutler, big yashar koach. Keep us up to date on all of this, and good luck going forward planning the summer of 2024.
Amen. Thank you. We should only share besoros tovos, and God willing, we're very excited for our most meaningful summer ever. And people should reach out, because it's a very unique experience that you're not going to want to miss. So we're excited. I always thank you, as always, for being our partner and for your time. And like I said, please reach out, summer@ncsy.org. Reach out with any questions, but we're excited to still provide all of our different programming, whether it's in Israel or whether in the States. Now is the time, because we're making our decisions by the end of this month, by the end of February, God willing.
Yeah, I am an enthusiastic partner. And I will remind everybody about summer.ncsy.org, summer.ncsy.org. My thanks to David Cutler. Wow. He leads NCSY Summer, and boy, oh boy, this was, in my opinion, very, very significant. Very significant. I can only imagine, and again, not a criticism, but I can imagine what youth programs and those programs that normally spend the summer and other times of the year in Israel are going through in making decisions this time since October the 7th. And it can't be easy. And all we could do here is to voice our incredible enthusiasm when they decide to go to Israel. But if a group decides not to, you have to respect that. They're considering a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know about, or that we don't have to consider in our enthusiastic declaration that everybody should be heading to Israel. Anyway, that's the story. Summer.ncsy.org. Kudos again to David Cutler and company.